John chapter 15, verse 1. That's what I just want to focus on. It says, I am the true vine, and my Father's the vine dresser. Now, that's John 15 and 1. This version here is the Amplified. But the focus there is I wanted to see this part. I am the true vine. This is Jesus, and he's speaking here. And this part of the scripture really won't let me kind of let it go, where he says, I am the true vine. Now, this is key, because with this being harvest season, I think even through this, the Lord is speaking to us in scripture. And something he's trying, and that's how he does. God speaks through his word now. And as I said earlier, it's the word that we apply. So here the deal is, I am the true vine. He's saying to us something. And we really have to hear this. Now, when I saw that and I heard that, and I could picture Jesus saying, I am the true vine. Almost beckoning us to believe him. I am the true vine. I'm the true vine. And we talked a little bit, you know, in the past couple of weeks about different other vines, you know, false vines, the true vine, meaning there's false vines. Also, that word true says, I am the genuine vine, the genuine vine. Now, and I want you to hear this in the spirit. When he's saying this, the reason God has this pace right here, because you really need to get, hey, Jesus, I'm the true vine, I'm true. No, why say that? What is he trying to communicate? Because we often talk about his speaking in parables and things. And so there's a hidden meaning. It's when he's saying, I am the true vine. Now, he said this, and I'll move quickly through this part. He said this to whom he was talking to, because there had been something that had taken place in the children of Israel's history before. And we talked, like I said before, about the different vines that we can go, the false vines. We can look at our job and think our job is going to produce whatever. We can think education is going to produce whatever. Sometimes we can think other relationships are going to produce what we want. But when Jesus was speaking to them, he said, I'm the true vine, I'm the genuine vine. And he said that to them because they had an awareness in scripture where it was talking about another vine. Now, all these vines, these false vines, are a type of vine. And here's the type. I want you to see something. I went back and I saw this reference in my Bible. And I said, okay. And it took me back to the Old Testament. 2 Kings chapter 4, verses 39 through 40. And it reads, one of the men went out into the field to get some herbs. He came across a wild vine and picked gourds from it, filling his gunny sack full. He brought them back, sliced them up, and put them in the stew. He was making some calabash stew. Even though no one knew what kind of plant it was, the stew was then served up for the men to eat. They started to eat and then exclaimed, death in the pot, O man of God, death in the pot. Nobody could eat it. 2 Kings chapter 4, verses 39 through 40.